耶稣基督。
Because he has less than 1% Christian.
因为日本的基督徒人口不到百分之一。
That was 60 years ago.
那是六十年前的情况。
And it is still true today.
到了今天，这个数据还是准确的。
So we want to pray for evangelism mission around the world, but especially Asia, like China, Japan, and Hong Kong, and Taiwan.
所以我们在为普世的传福音事工祷告的时候，我们要特别的纪念日本、中国、香港、台湾。
So this morning, I'd like to talk to you about our meaning of prayer.
今天早上我要谈的是祷告的真谛。
You know, the book of Philippians is a wonderful book of joy.
我们知道腓立比书是一本充满了喜乐的书信。
Especially chapter 4, we just read a few verses.
特别是我们刚才读到的腓立比书第四章。
And chapter 4 speaks about joy in the Holy Spirit and joy in the life of Christ.
所以第四章讲到我们在圣灵里的喜乐，我们在耶稣基督里的喜乐。
But in particular, Philippians 4, 6 and 7 specifically talk about prayer.
但是腓立比书第四章第六节、第七节特别讲到祷告。
And that's what I'm going to talk about with the few minutes we have today.
所以今天早上我们要用短短的时间，我们要特别来看这两节经文。
On the meaning of prayer.
所以我们特别要提到祷告。
Now, a lot of people, a lot of Christians misunderstand the prayer than any other teachings in the New Testament.
你知道吗？在基督徒当中，我们对于祷告的这个教义的误解，多过于我们对其他的教义的误解。
The problem is that many of us don't know God that well in terms of associated with Him in prayer.
那问题就出在，因为我们对神认识的不够，以至于我们不明白真正的祷告是什么。
So sometimes a prayer is seen as kind of confusing to us.
所以有些人对祷告这个事情感到非常的困惑。
A lot of people see the prayer as a magic formula when they have need.
很多人是当他们有需要的时候，他就把它当做一个很神奇的一个解决的方法。
Or they need a job.
他们需要一个工作。
Or they lost a job, or lost a loved one, or sad, they want to go to prayer fast for quick action and results.
当他们失业的时候，或者是失去他们的亲人的时候，他们就需要找到一个很迅速的方法能解决他们眼前的需要。
And then when those prayer or those concerns are answered, they forgot about prayer for until the next incident.
所以事情过了以后，他们就忘记了，一直要等到下一次他们面对挑战的时候，他们才会想起祷告来。
And that is not the kind of prayer that Paul talks about.
这不是保罗在这里讲到的祷告。
So some of the questions Christians have regarding prayer is that does prayer change things?
所以基督徒呢，常常会对祷告发出一个问题。首先他们会问，祷告真正能够改变事情吗？
Or does prayer change people?
祷告能够改变人吗？
And furthermore, does God change his mind as we pray?
还有一个问题就是，如果我们祷告，会不会让神改变他的心意？
Or we can ask further, does God move us to pray?
还有也许我们会问，我们祷告是不是需要神感动我们，我们才祷告？
Or we ask, why do we pray in the first place?
或者是我们会问，为什么我们需要祷告？
These are very difficult questions for Christians and new Christians alike.
这个对基督徒，特别是新信主的人，常常是一个很困惑的问题。
So this morning, verses 6 and 7 in Ephesians, in Philippians 4 and 6 and 7, there are two verses that are very exceptionally well stated on prayer.
今天早上我们刚才读的，特别是腓立比书第四章第六节、第七节这两节经文，对于祷告的教义有非常精辟的解说。
And I remember this verse when I was maybe 10, 12 years old.
我记得我大概十岁、十二岁的时候，我就会背这段经文。
And I first memorized in Chinese, in Japanese, and English.
我那时候先是背的是中文，后来因为那时候生长在日本，所以我就读 我会背日文的，后来背英文的。
So I probably read this verse for hundreds of times.
我大概读这个经文读了好几百遍。
You know, a lot of times you're too familiar with the verse, then sometimes you forget what it means.
你知道，有的时候我们对一个经文太熟悉了，以至于我们就忘记了它真正的真谛是什么。
So basically, number one point I want to make is that the prayers are for Christians only.
今天第一点我要讲的就是，祷告是为基督徒设立的。
Because Paul says, tell us to have no anxiety for anything.
因为保罗告诉我们说，应当一无挂虑。
But in everything, in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, to let your requests be known to God.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们一切所要的告诉神。
So here, basically, number one important thing is prayer is for Christians.
第一点就是只有基督徒可以祷告。
Only to Christians who know the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him can pray, and then Jesus can answer your prayers.
只有认识基督、接受耶稣基督人才能祷告，而且耶稣才会回答你的祷告。
Because of Paul in verse 1 in chapter 4, it says, basically, my brethren whom I love and long for my joy and stand fast in the Lord, to the church in Philippi, to the people of God in Philippi.
所以保罗在腓立比书第一章的时候，他那里讲的，他说：“我写信是给你们在腓立比的那些
Christians only，
在基督耶稣里的众圣徒。”
So basically, he is talking to, writing to Christians.
所以他真的讲的就是我写信的对象是基督徒。
And it is where our souls are poured into the Lord Jesus Christ as we pray.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们就敞开我们的心向神倾诉。
So here, Apostle Paul is saying prayer is the Christian's answer for anxiety.
所以保罗他在讲说，祷告就是基督徒解决我们的忧虑的一个最主要的方法。
So this excludes all non-Christian prayers.
所以祷告呢，是把所有的非信徒排除在外的。
That's very important.
这是非常重要的。
In other words, non-Christian prayers are not answered by God.
因为不信神的人，你祷告神也不听。
I interview Buddhists and other religions, Confucianists and Muslims about prayer and Judaism about prayer.
所以我访谈过一些回教徒、佛教徒，就是一些异教徒，他们有关祷告的意见。
I say, how do you pray?
我问他说，你们怎么祷告？
Or I read the sutras or the printed scriptures from their old scriptures.
他说我们会读一种祷告的书，祷告的手册。
And every day, every time I pray, I repeat the same thing.
所以每次我祷告，我都是祷告同样的东西。
Even though the Muslims pray toward Mecca 3 times a day, so on, but it's the same prayer every time, every word, everywhere.
虽然回教徒他们一天五次的向麦加祷告。不管在什么地方，但是他们祷告的内容都是一样的。
He has no final point about whom they are praying, what are they asking for, and what results may come.
他们对于他们到底是向谁祷告，他们祷告些什么，还有祷告有什么结果，对他们来说这些都无关紧要。
So that's why our prayers must be dedicated and go toward God and through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们的祷告必须要透过耶稣基督才能到神面前。
And here's a formula in Romans 5 tell us what prayer is all about from Apostle Paul's other letters.
所以在罗马书第五章第二节那里讲到的保罗的在他的书信里头，还有在保罗的教训里头，他对于祷告说了什么。
So here Apostle Paul tell us two things.
保罗在这里告诉我们两件事情。
And Romans 5, 1 and 2 says, basically, since we have justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在那里说，我们既因信称义，就借着信，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
So, in other words, first thing we have as we pray, as we get close to God, we have peace with God.
所以呢，你要想要祷告的话，第一个你必须要与神和好。
Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣基督得与神和好。
You know, Billy Graham just recently passed away. His first book was Peace with God.
那刚刚去世的葛培里牧师，他出版的第一本书就是《与神和好》。
And he sold millions of books. That was 1950s.
那是在1950年的时候，那本书就销售了好几百万册。
And that's what he's saying. Basically, you have peace with God through Lord Jesus Christ, through faith and through prayer.
所以你必须借着信，借着祷告，然后透过耶稣基督，先要与神和好。
The second thing Apostle Paul talked about prayer and closing to God is that the verse 2 says that through him we have obtained access to getting to the grace in which we stand and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God.
他说第二节那里就讲说我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的恩典中并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
So second thing we can haveThrough prayer and faith, we have access to God directly through prayer.
第二点就是我们必须称义，然后借着祷告进到神面前。
You know, getting access, like say, you want to get access to President Trump?
这个所谓到什么面前，就好像你得到许可，譬如说你能够进到白宫去见川普总统。
That's almost impossible. If you're not a very important high rank official or very important person, you cannot get access to anybody in the rank of a president and the officials like that.
所以一般的平民百姓，你不容易的，你没有什么机会，你就可以轻易的就去见川普总统，或是见一些高官。
And if you have access to it, you have to go through a lot of checks and a lot of work and the papers and invitation after invitation and get a check after you get in there. And it's a very secure thing if you ever get that close.
所以如果你要去见总统的话，你事先要经过你的身份的调查，你要申请，然后呢，他们要有很多的这种安全的这些程序。最后你才能够到总统面前。
But you know, Apostle Paul tells us through Jesus Christ we have access to God directly.
但是保罗告诉我们说，透过耶稣基督，我们就直接的进入到神的恩典中，神的面前。
It's almost as good as Wi-Fi.
这个好像我们的无线网络一样。
WeChat, whatever form you use.
不管你用什么样的平台。
Just a click and it's across the line, across the ocean.
你只要一连线，你马上的，你就可以跟千里外的人直接的交往。
So that's what privilege you have. You have peace with God, and then of all, also have access to God, to Him directly with Him for spiritual fellowship.
所以你要有祷告的话，你两个条件：第一个，你要是跟神和好；第二个呢，你要得到这个许可到神面前来。
So this is talking about how we know God, how we know Jesus Christ.
所以这就讲到说我们怎么认识耶稣基督，认识神。
And then we know that Jesus Christ taught us in John 14:6 about He says, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but through Him."
所以主耶稣基督他在约翰福音十四章第六节说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。”
So maybe we can see the next frame.Our next point is about prayer and forgiveness.
下面一点呢，就是讲到祷告跟饶恕。
And ever get tired of prayer in your life?
我不知道你会不会有的时候祷告的时候就觉得很疲乏。
A lot of times your prayers are not answered.
很多时候你的祷告没有得到应允。
Sometimes our prayer are kind of our formula and also powers. Lord, bless this, bless that. Give me this, give me that. In Jesus' name, Amen.
很多时候呢，我们祷告好像就是一个公式，说神啊，你给我这个，给我那个，奉主圣名，阿门。
A lot of times those prayers are not answered by God.
很多时候我们这一类的祷告没有得到神的应允。
Because sometimes we have sin in our hearts.
很多时候我们里面有罪。
Your sin divide you.Like a wall from God's presence.
所以你的罪使你与神隔绝，就好像中间隔了一个墙一样。
And you will not touch God. You will not touch the Lord Jesus Christ.
你没有办法到神，到耶稣基督面前。
So you need to come to Him for forgiveness.
所以你必须先得到神的饶恕。
The Bible tells us if we confess our sins, and that He is so right and just, forgive all our sins, kind of clean us from all unrighteousness.
圣经告诉我们说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And that brings to the next point is that there are barriers to our prayers.
这就其实就到了我们下面一点，就是我们祷告的时候会碰到什么样的拦阻。
Not only our sins must be forgiven, but we have to make peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
不只是我们罪得饶恕，而且我们与神和好。
And that is done by confession. We talk about that.
这就是要透过我们在神面前认罪。
And because David in Psalm 66 verse 18 says, "If I cherish or regard sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear me."
因为大卫在诗篇六十六篇十八节那里说，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
In other words, you have sins unconfessed, the Lord will not answer your prayers.
所以如果你的你里面有你不肯承认的罪的话，神就不会听你的祷告。
No matter what it is,
不管那个罪是什么，
it's a moral or ethical or theological or personal sin or harboring sins, harboring excuse me, anger, then you have sinned against God.
不管那个罪是什么，不管是伦理上的罪、道德上的罪，或是你私人的一些罪。
No, like when a married couple, you have something wrong or an unconfessed sin, your relationship becomes basically damaged.
就好像结婚的已经已婚的夫妇，如果你们里面有一些罪，不愿意有一些隐藏的罪，不愿意承认、不解决的话，这个早晚会出问题的。
And then eventually, you try to avoid each other.
会影响你们的沟通，你们慢慢的就会想要逃避对方。
And then you do things that will kind of harm and distance each other.
慢慢的你们会越来越远，而且彼此伤害。
So if those things continue, then you end up in divorce. But that's why people divorce.
如果你这种情况继续下去的话，最后很可能就是离婚收场。
And then the Bible tells us we had confessed sin right away that causes our division in the first place.
圣经告诉我们说，一开始我们就要认罪，因为罪会使我们与神分隔。
But also in Isaiah passage tell us this.
另外在以赛亚书也这样子说。
It says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hidden your face from you, that he will not hear your prayers and your cries."
所以以赛亚书五十九章一到二节说，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
So if you have experienced those kind of prayers in your life, then you have to keep back on your knees in prayer, ask the Lord forgive you and give you a new start.
所以如果你经历这样子同样的情况的话，你就必须跪在神面前，求神赦免的罪，给你一个新的开始。
You know, prayer is very much like personal relationship.
你知道祷告就是一种就好像人际关系一样。
I mentioned about husband-wife relationship.
我提到夫妻之间的关系。
If your relationship is not well with God, you are damaging your relationship.
同样的，你跟神的关系不好的话，也会影响你跟神的沟通。
Same way with the parents and children relationship.
亲子关系也是一样。
Same thing with the boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance relationships.
所以爱人之间的关系也是一样。
If there's something of breaking your relationship or something as a distant your relationship, that is when you say, get down your knees, pray and ask to forgive each other, then you renew together.
所以当你的关系有裂痕的时候，你就需要跪下来，饶恕，然后重新开始你的关系。
You know, forgiveness is a medicine.
饶恕是一个良药。
And then the medicine cures physically, but prayer heals spiritually.
你知道，药可以医我们的身体，祷告、饶恕也可以医我们的灵魂。
Let's get to the third point.
我们来谈到第三点。
Worry and prayer. Another point is worry and prayers.
另外一个障碍就是焦虑。
Paul tells us not to worry. Verse 6.
保罗告第六节，保罗说应当一无挂虑。
And a lot of times we worry.
很多时候我们会忧虑。
When I was teaching at university in the BYU, Utah, a long time ago,
很多年前我在犹他州的杨百翰大学教书。
I was the only evangelical faculty on the university.
我是整个大学的唯一的一个基督徒。
I think God put me there for a purpose.
神把我放那里有他的旨意。
And one of the people, one of the ladies in the church we went to says she has a lot of worry about her son and mingling with non-Christians.
所以我们那时候去一个华人教会，有一个姐妹来告诉我说，她非常担心她的儿子，因为她的儿子都是跟一些非基督徒混在一块儿。
So she worried, she talked to her son, and then nothing became no results.
所以她很担心，而且她常常跟她的儿子讲，但是没有结果。
So as a result, she cannot sleep day and night for 10 days.
结果有一次她有十天不能晚上不能睡觉。
She also went crazy and saw a doctor.
所以她差不多都快疯了，所以她去看医生。
And the doctor says, you have hyper-anxiety syndrome.
医生说你有高度的忧虑症。
So you see, the world thinks worry as a hyper-anxiety syndrome. That is not the answer. That is the answer to her problem.
Okay. 虽然医生给了她这个病名，但是并不能解决她的问题。
So he prescribed her sleeping pills.
所以医生就是说，你就给她安眠药。
She slept well, but her worry is still there.
但是她虽然睡着了，但是她还是非常忧虑。
So one day, my wife and I went to counsel with this lady.
有一次我们去辅导她。
And we turn to this verse.
我们就给他看这段经文。
I said, let's read this verse together.
我说我们一起读这段经文。
She read it word for word in Chinese and English. Make sure she understands both languages.
她用中英文都读了这两节经文。
I said, do you believe that?
我说你相不相信这经上所说的？
Will you act on that tonight?
你愿不愿意就是去实，今天晚上就是来实现？
Will you pray now to ask God to give you peace and worry free, and then let everything by prayer and supplication.
所以你可以借着祷告求神让你脱离这样子的焦虑。
And she says yes.
她说好。
And that night she slept well without sleeping pills.
所以那天晚上她没有吃安眠药，她就睡着了。
And she's been healed ever since.
所以她后来就得到了痊愈。
Jesus told us not to worry about what we wear, what we eat, what we go, what we do.
耶稣告诉我们不要为我们吃什么喝什么要做什么忧虑。
These are the things that the Gentiles people worry after.
这些是外邦人忧虑的。
Your Heavenly Father know what you need.
我们的天父知道你需要什么。
So basically Jesus is talking the same thing as Paul. Do not worry anything.
主耶稣也告诉我们不要忧虑。
And the answer is that once you give your anxiety to the Lord, the Lord will take care of that and give you peace, just like Paul says in Romans 5.
因为当你把你的忧虑交给主的时候，主耶稣会帮你解除你的忧虑。
You know, when you worry, you get ulcers.
你知道你忧虑久的话，你会得到胃溃疡。
And then ulcers sometimes will kill you.
所以有的人因为胃溃疡最后致命的。
Because you have cancer after that.
你会变成胃癌。
And many other diseases.
还会引起其他的病。
Doctor told me this. It's basically, once you worry, you have a slew of different kinds of diseases that come after.
医生也告诉我说，如果你忧虑的话，你会引起一连串的问题。
So you can see how therapeutic healing it is for Christians to pray all the time after God's heart.
所以我们看到，如果我们基督徒照着神的心意祷告的话，祷告可以解决很多的问题。
So if you are worrying anything to this morning, go to prayer right away, today, after you go home, or even now.
对，如果你这个时候正在心里忧虑的话，你应该现在就可以向神祷告。
And that is Jesus and God's answer.
这就是主耶稣提供的神给我们的一个解决的方法。
The third point Apostle Paul tells us to is, third point is prayer for others.
保罗教我们的第三个
Because in verse 7 it says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
因为第七节那里讲说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里使你们的喜乐可以满足。
Because that assumes you're praying for others so that you get the peace with God as you pray for yourself and others.
所以当你为别人祷告，为自己祷告的时候，你心里可以得到平安。
And the Bible tells us, give us that was a promise.
这是圣经的应许。
And that is give a comfort to.Us that we are not only pray for ourselves but pray for others.
对，告诉我们不只要为自己祷告，要为别人祷告。
No, a lot of times we pray for ourselves.
很多时候我们只会为自己祷告。
We pray for our job, our family, for children, and for immediate family only.
我们常常就是为我们的工作、我们的家庭、我们的孩子、亲人祷告。
And that is okay up to a point.
当然了，这样子我们是应该为他们祷告。
But the Bible tells us that we are to pray for all people.
但是圣经上说我们要为众人祷告。
And once you pray for other people, when the people's prayers are answered, they broadcast, they tell what happened.
所以当你为别人祷告，这个蒙应允以后，他们也可以去告诉别人所发生的事。
They say, I've been praying for you.
你可以告诉他说我一直在为你祷告。
They said, "Wow, no wonder God answered my prayers."
所以他说怪不得神也应允了我的祷告。
So you know, prayer is a spiritual weapon.
你知道祷告是一个属灵的武器。
It's good cause, and sometimes you pray against evil cause that those evil things may go away too.
所以你一方面为别人蒙福祷告，一方面你的祷告。求神能够除去一些恶者，除去一些邪恶的事。
So the good things continue to happen.
所以好事会一再发生。
And those are evil things will be taken care of by God because God is God of vengeance.
所以那些罪恶的事情，那些恶者就会远离你。
That's part of our Christian responsibility.
那是我们基督徒的责任。
Now there's a story I'd like to tell you about prayer, prayer life.
我愿意讲一个例子。有关祷告的例子。
A missionary named Hawkins was ministering in Nigeria, Africa for a long time.
有一位宣教士，他叫何根士，他是在奈及利亚宣教很多年。
And then one day he was traveling in Africa for missionary work.
有一天他在非洲的时候去，他要去传福音。
So he has to go across a wide field.
所以他必须要跨过一个平原。
And there is a saying in Africa, you never cross a wide field alone and without help.
所以在非洲他们有一个规定，就是说你不能够自己一个人哈跨，就是直接的就跨越一个平原。
Because you never know when the animal stampede will come across.
你不知道会什么时候忽然有一大群的动物会走过那个平原。
Well, Hawkins was late for some event, so he had to cross the wide field across the way of a field.
Hawkins 那天因为他晚了，所以他想要节省时间，所以他就决定冒险，就是自己跨越那个平原。
So halfway across the way, the worst thing happened.
所以当他走到一半，走到平原中间的时候，忽然他最怕的事情发生了。
So he heard the thunders of a rhinoceros or animals or herds of animals' hoofs crossing and coming from distance.
他忽然听到一群犀牛的那个喘气的声音从远而近，一大群。
So it was too late to run any direction.
所以这个时候他已经没有时间跑到旁边的树丛里去了。
So he was trapped and no place to go.
所以他那个时候就被就卡在那个平原的中间。
So he knelt down as a good missionary and in the middle of the plain started clapping his hands and with the Bible on his heart and started praying.
所以他那时候就像一个一般宣教士，他就在那个平原中间就跪下来，他就拿着他的圣经向神祷告。
His prayer was, Lord, here I come.
他说主啊，我现在就去见你了。
And it seems that eternity passed when the roar of thunder and the animals pass away into the distance.
所以好像很久的时间一样，他等了一阵子，慢慢的那些野兽的声音就消失了，他们就慢慢就走了。
At least all was quiet.
所以整个大地又恢复了原先的平静。
And he got up, surprised by himself, he was safe and sound.
所以他站起来，他就很惊讶的发现，哎，居然自己逃过了一命。
He was alive and went down to this meeting in the village.
所以他又活着，他可以到下一个村庄里头去传福音。
And years later, a couple visited this missionary in Nigeria.
所以几年以后，有一对夫妇到奈及利亚去拜访这一对宣教士夫妇。
So this friend is from Ohio.
所以这对夫妇是从 Ohio 州来的。
And in the course of the conversation, this man told Hutchins, "You know, I had a great unusual experience on one day on you."
所以那个丈夫就对那个宣教士说，他说，你知道吗？我有一个很奇特的经历是跟你有关的。
And Hawkins was asked, "What was this all about? What is this a special revelation or experience you had?"
那 Hawkins 就问他说，那你这个很不寻常的经历是什么？讲给我听。
Well, this man says, "One night I was awakened suddenly and urged to pray for you."
他说有一天晚上我忽然的醒了以后，我就有很强的一个感动，我要为你祷告。
And I ask God to keep you safe, no matter where you are.
我就求神保护你，不管你现在在哪里，神能够保护你的安全。
And then Hawkins says, "Do you remember the date of your prayer?"
所以 Hawkins 就问他说，你记不记得你祷告的那一天还有时间是哪什么时候
yeah, ？And the man said, "Yeah, I remember because I wrote down that special prayer on my Bible that night."
他说啊，我记得，因为那天晚上我就把对你的祷告我写在我的圣经上，我记得是哪一天。
So lo and behold, when they compared the notes,
所以然后他们就互相的对照了一下时间。
And it was the exact day time when Hawkins was crossing the field of that day.
原来也正是 Hawkins 他在奈及利亚的那个平原上死里逃生的同一天还有同一个时刻。
Isn't that interesting that these things happen?
这一类的事情常常会发生。
God protect those people whom you pray for.
当你为一个人祷告的时候，神在另外一个地方就保护那个人。
You know, it may be small things.
很可能就是一件很微小的事情。
But it could be life-saving surgery, cancer, or accident that because you pray, God intervened.
也很可能是一件攸关生死的大事，神因着你的祷告就拯救了一个人。
Or some people may argue, "Oh, but God would save Hutchins anyway, right?" People will argue.
所以，也许有人会说，哎呀，不管有没有人替他祷告，反正神一定会，神要拯救他，一定会拯救的。
Well, that could be true.
确实有这个可能。
Yes, but God would have saved him.
是的，神很可能照样的救他。
But the point is that the God's marvelous working, he moved a person halfway around the world to pray for this man's safety without knowing what's happening.
所以，但是最奇妙的是，我们可以看到神在这件事情上的一个运作，就是神定义要感动一个半个世界之外的另外一个人。替他祷告，而且不知道为什么要替他祷告。
So in the same way, we have the privilege as God's children of committing others into His hands for His blessing.
所以我们作为神的儿女，我们也有这个特权，我们把别人交在神的手里，让神来祝福他。
That's why you should come to prayer meeting.
所以你也应该去祷告会。
That's why you should ask people, "How can I pray for you?"
所以你应该常问别人说，我能够为你祷告什么？
Then you remember that in your prayer, this city or somewhere else, that they will be answered according to God's will.
你知道，当你祷告的时候，神也许在某一个时间、某一个地方就祝福了另外一个人。
Do you know that able to pray or ask to pray or pray for someone is a spiritual maturity?
你知道吗？你问别人需要什么祷告，你为别人祷告，这也是一个你的灵命成熟的一个记号。
It shows us how are you prepared to face God and how you can help people through prayer.
所以你可以看出你怎么面对神，而且你怎么可以帮助，透过你的祷告帮助其他的人。
And our fourth point I want to talk is a supplication.
然后还有一点呢，就是我要谈到的是祈求。
And prayer is also an opportunity to pray our request, our own request to Him.
因为祷告也包括我们可以向神求有关我们自己的事。
You know, again, Paul says, "Don't be anxious for anything."
你保罗说，应当一无挂虑。
But in everything, in prayer.
只要借着祈求感谢。
Through supplication and thanksgiving.
祈求感谢。
Supplication is basically pray for yourself.
所以这个这里的这个祈求就是为你自己祷告。
And let your request be known to God.
让神知道你的需要。
And then God will answer your prayer according to His will.
神就照着他的旨意来应允你的祷告。
So this is God's prayer for answer for anxiety.
这就是神来解除我们的挂虑的一个方法。
Because all Christians face troubles and sometimes anxieties, and this is the normal life.
因为每一个基督徒都会碰到生活里头的一些挫折、一些挂虑。
No one will be trouble-free.
没有一个人能够免除挂虑，
and you are no exception.
你也不会例外。
That's why God put all these problems and difficulties in life so that we rely on Him every moment of our life.
所以神允许我们经历这些艰难，所以让我们在每一个时刻，我们都要依靠他。
I love the songs our team brought up this morning about prayer.
我们谢谢我们的今天早上领诗的他教我们唱的一些歌。
It's a very good one.
非常的好。
And very touched my heart as a pastor, as a missionary.
我作为一个宣教士，一个传道人，我非常的受感动。
Every moment, every day of our life, we are to seek God in prayer.
我们人生的每一个时刻，我们都要寻求神的眷顾。
But you know, when trouble comes, it does not its end itself.
你知道，当困难来的时候，it's not end.
It's not finished.
那个还不是一个结果。
And that's why Paul and Jesus told us to get on our knees and pray and ask God's forgiveness and intervention.
所以当艰难来的时候，主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要跪下来，求神介入这件事情，求神来帮助我们面对。
But you know, here's a secret about Philippians 4:6-7.
你知道腓立比书四章六到七节里面有一个秘诀。
Because it says, it does not say God will answer all prayers.
那里说神并没有解，神不会，应允我们每一个祈求。
It says it gave us peace.
但是他告诉我们说神会给我们平安。
Because it says, don't anxious, do not be worried.
他说你们不要挂虑。
But in prayer and talk to God in everything.
你们要借着祷告把你们所需要的都告诉神。
And with thanksgiving.
还有祈求和感谢。
And make your request known to God.
让神知道你的需要。
But it does not say that God will answer all your prayers.
但是接下来并没有说神就会应许你所有的祈求。
You know, God may not answer you that you marry a certain one, the one you like.
神不一定让你娶或是嫁一个你想要娶嫁的人。
God may not let you into the school you have a first priority number one.
神也许没有让你进入你的第一志愿的学校。
God may not answer the want you to buy the car or house you want.
也许呢，神也没有告诉你说你一定要买哪一个车子，买哪一个房子。
But you know, in the end, God's will is done.
但是在最后，神的旨意必定成就。
Give me one example of my daughter who went to UC Santa Barbara.
我告诉你为什么我的女儿会去 UC Santa Barbara。
She was accepted UCLA, San Diego, Wheaton College, and NYU, one of the best in New York.
其实她被很多其他的很不错的学校录取了。
And then we took her to New York, took her to San Diego, UCLA, and then here.
我们带她去了好几个这些学校，最后也带她来 UC Santa Barbara。
Well, as a parent, we wanted her to go to Wheaton, the Christian Harvard.
所以我们其实心里头很希望她能够去那个所谓基督教的哈佛，就是惠特大学。
The best Christian college in America.
基督教最好的大学。
But she says, no, that's too white.
她说不，她不喜欢，那边都是白人。
New York is too glamour.
她说纽约呢太繁华了。
It's too expensive.
而且太贵了。
and no scholarship.
他们给的奖学金很少。
We said, well, you have no way to, it's a dead end school.
所以我们跟他说，哎，你不用选，不要考虑 NYU。
And then San Diego is too far.
他说圣地亚哥太远了。
And when she came to Santa Barbara, she said, this is it.
所以他来参观 UC Santa Barbara, 他说这就是我的学校。
I said, why?
我说为什么呢？
Because she can surf every day.
因为他可以常常去冲浪。
And as it turned out,
结果呢？
Well, even was, as she turned out, she met her future husband right here.
但是最后我们看出来，原来她在这里碰到了她后来的丈夫。
AACF, a girl from AACF.
他们是在 AACF 这个团契里头见面的，就是刚才 Iris 提到的。
So at the end, they met and they separated for a while, and they came back again several years ago.
所以他们碰到了，后来他们分手了，就是毕业以后分手了一阵子，但是后来又有机会在一起。
They were sophomore students when they met. They're puppy love, you know, kind of thing.
他们是在大二时候就认识，但是那个时候都不太成熟。
And then, as God leads them, they pray for each other. God's will was done.
所以当神引领他们的时候，他们后来又继续的祷告，神最后又让他们在一起。
And now they will be married November 17th in Hong Kong.
所以今年的十一月十七号，他们要在香港结婚。
See, that's one example of how you pray, because we wanted her to go to Wheaton, and she wanted to go to NYU, and but God has his own plans.
所以我们虽然祷告求神能感动她，能够愿意去惠特，但是她后来选择了这个学校，神有神自己的旨意。
So God move your heart to a place or to actions that will honor Him.
所以神会感动我们。所以神领我们去的地方，我们做的事情，最后是要荣耀神。
But your will, your wish must in agreement with God's will.
所以我们的祷告，我们的希望必须与神的旨意互相配合。
As they pray for each other, they want to serve the Lord.
所以当他们祈求的时候，当他们祷告的时候，他们愿意服侍主。
And my daughter is a missionary among the Red Light District girls.
所以我的女儿她是在封城女子当中工作。
And also working with the local women who worked in the homes.
她还有跟一些民工，就是一些雇工的外籍的雇工，跟他们一起服侍。
That touched her heart and some belief.
所以这个她非常的有这种感动去接触他们，也确实领了一些人信主。
See, that's God's will for her.
这是神对他所存的旨意。
May God bless you as you search and worry free to seek His will.
但愿我们在祷告的时候，我们同样的，我们要一无挂虑，我们必须要寻求神的旨意。
There are other stories I can tell more and more.
当然还有很多的故事可以讲。
You know, even Apostle Paul, he was telling people the prayer with peace, understanding.
因为保罗他自己也是要我们求那个出人意外的平安。
And if we examine his life in Romans chapter 15,
所以在罗马书第十五章
and 31, 32 verses,
在三十在罗马书十五章三十一、三十二节里。
God, he asked God to give him security, safety.
他祈求神，他对神有三个祈求。第一个，他就向神求安全。
And the second, that the people in Jerusalem, Judea, may accept his work.
他第一个祈求就是他能够脱离犹太的恶人。第二个，他求说神叫他在他为耶路撒冷所办的那些捐献可以蒙圣徒的悦纳，就是受到耶路撒冷的欢迎。
And the third,
第三个
that I may come to you with joy and that God's will and in your company will be refreshed.
第三个就是并叫我顺着神的旨意欢欢喜喜地到你们那里与你们同得安息。
So those are his prayers.
这是保罗的祷告。
He says so that he want to pray that these things might be done.
所以他向神求这三件事。
Well, did God answer his prayers?
神有没有回答他应允他的答？
Well, we do not know every prayer that was answered.
我不认为他的三个祷告都蒙了应允。
But we do know that Paul's first request was fulfilled literally.
但是我们知道保罗的第一个祷告并没有得到应允。
Was not fulfilled.
没有得到应允。
Because he fell under hands of the evil people, and then he was jailed for 2 years.
因为他最后碰到的是恶人，而且他被下在监里头两年。
So completely reversed. He wanted safety, but God put him in jail for 2 years.
他向神求安全，但是神却把他放在监狱里。
With a lot of hardship in Rome.
他在罗马经历了很多的困难。
So God did not answer Paul's prayer.
所以保罗的第一个祷告神没有应允。
So we have no information about his ministry might be received by the saints in Jerusalem and Judea.
所以对于第二点，我们不是很确定他在他是不是在耶路撒冷是不是他是不是他的他在犹大他所收集的那些给犹太给耶路撒冷的那个款项是不是能够受到他们的欢迎
？But finally, we know that Paul's third request for a joyful journey to Rome was fulfilled. And if it's fulfilled only after long delays through hardship.
但是他最后到了罗马，可是也是经过了很多的艰难。
But he was met with joy with Christians there.
但是他是欢欢喜喜的去见那边的基督徒。
But where did he end up?
但是保罗最后在罗马碰到什么
？He was sent to prison again.
他最后被下到监里。
God may not answer all your prayers.
神也许不会应允你每一个祷告。
Paul was a good example.
保罗就是一个最好的例子。
But yet he was able to comfort us and basically tell us not to worry.
但是保罗却来安慰我们，叫我们不要挂虑。
So God did not answer Paul's prayers as requested in Romans 15.
所以保罗并没有应允他在罗马书十三章里头的那些祈求。
But God answered exactly Paul indicated in his words about prayers in the Philippians.
但是神回答保罗的方式就是他在腓立比书这里所提到的方法。
He answered him by giving peace.
因为神应允了保罗的祷告，最后神给了他出人意外的平安。
Because if you have peace in your prayer and your life, then that is the most important thing.
因为如果你的生活里头有平安，那个就是最重要的。
God's will is that even sometimes there is no outward happiness in your life, and we are to pray for joy.
所以神自己的心意就是，虽然有的时候我们会面对一些困难一些不愉快的事情，但是神最后要赐给我们要我们祷告，而且要我们为了平安得平安而祷告。
Because he will grant us love, joy, and peace.
因为神愿意，他甘心的要把他的爱、把喜乐和平安赐给我们。
And much more comforting things to come.
所以神要用许多的事情来安慰我们的心。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, our God, we thank you for your word that transcends all things, and you ask us to rejoice.